It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's on the iPod, Grooves.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
The iPod not working?
By a wheels-off comment.
Is the iPod not working now?
Or technical meltdown.
The iPod is going to be the ruin of this show.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
Is it plugged in right? I heard something.
Are you sure things? Yeah. Everything's all right down there.
You have the volume up on it. I didn't think so. Good
crap. The emergency break of the week on the Little Ticket.
Yes, the longtime tradition on a Friday morning of the emergency break of the week. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Have you ever tried to vote, Razor? Have you ever tried to call in?
I can never get through.
Yeah. All right, we'll give you the hotline.
Well,
you know the hotline. You call it every Friday. What am I saying? All right, candidate number one is one Norm Hischkus, Hall of Famer, not only in radio, but an E-Break Hall of Famer for sure.
Really in life.
Yeah, maybe in life. Norm was talking Olympics and accidentally said a really unfortunate word.
It was the celebration of a winner that a United States steeplechaser should get a silver. He draped himself in the...
Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. That's an event?
Oh.
Anyway.
Man, what kind of celebration is
that? He draped himself in the flag, and his family went...
He raped himself in the... What was the...
Ted Donovan in the background just losing
it? Yeah. That's the thing in the station. If you have a misspeak, can you make it a second without a baseball bat just hitting you upside the head?
Yeah, your partner's always there to point out your mistake.
Right.
So it makes the ticket great.
All right, one more time.
It was the celebration of a winner that a United States steeplechaser should get a silver. He draped himself in the...
Oh, no.
That's an event?
Gosh.
The fact that he was a steeplechaser was the biggest issue.
You like how Deathbed Saroy chimes in?
That's an event. That's an event.
Yes, that's Norm. Up for another E-break.
Strong candidate right off the hop.
Well, speaking of Saroy... He didn't have the best phrase either. This sounds much dirtier than it really is, but this is what Saroy said, and he didn't get away with it either.
And he's going to get the bulk of the carries.
Week one, even though he's missing all this time?
Yes, unless he's hurt.
And you just hand jobs to rookies? I mean, I get it. I get it that he's Ezekiel Elliott. I understand, but Alfred Morris is...
They didn't even stop.
Oh, I thought we had the reaction on the tail end of it. Yeah,
there wasn't an E-break.
I know,
if they
but
didn't
I thought
stop.
That I thought that afterwards they did pause for a second to figure out what he just said.
No, there's a little bit of a pause there, but yeah, we didn't really stop down, but it was funny.
That's a good reason to be a rookie, though. I guess you know, kind of welcome to the team.
Yeah, those hey out. Yeah, I guess the
Browning
hand jobs.
Okay, I don't know if we need to isolate it so much, but maybe keep it in the full context one more time.
And he's going to get the bulk of the carries.
Week one, even though he's missing all this time?
Yes, unless he's hurt.
And you just hand jobs to rookies? I mean, I get it. I get it that he's Ezekiel Elliott. I understand, but Alfred Morris is a...
There's a subtle little skip in there.
It did skip him.
It's more a fishtail than an E-brake, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he steered into the curve there.
They still have the speed
of fishtail of the week.
Yes.
All right, there's Saroy. Candidate number three... Mike Reiner is up again. Man, has he been playing hard these last few years. You know, Ben-Hur, the movie is out, and apparently it's failing.
Yeah, apparently.
So Corby was talking about that, and Reins thought he would throw in a Ben-Hur joke, and it failed.
The studios say that Ben-Hur will lose $100 million. Studios will not forget this. $100 million...
Heads will roll, and blood will flow.
They'd have been better off making bend over.
Did
Just a thought.
Maybe you should have just put your head down.
Hey, I remember that earlier when you promised.
Just a thought.
They say that...
I think Reince thought he had a whopper of a joke there.
Yeah. He couldn't contain his own laughter after he delivered that.
Turned away from the mic.
He had that weird mucusy laugh or whatever.
Strong layout game by the entire crew in the afternoon there, though.
Boy, the layout, it's still real to me. That is that should be on your tombstone, the man who brought the layout to Radio Gordo.
Inventor of the layout.
Yes, congratulations.
And still, I believe I'm the record holder for longest layout in ticket history.
They went silent for so long, our transmitter turned off.
Shut up.
On the weekend show, that was it was our laboratory. It was our sports radio laboratory that weekend show.
And an abortion.
Pioneered the layout, pioneered phrases such as vaginal slice born boy.
Well, we should get rid of that.
But we had a layout on the weekend show that lasted 5 minutes.
And the engineers were calling up here because the alarm was going off.
Because if the tower doesn't receive an audio signal... For I think 30 seconds,
it thinks it's down.
Yeah, it starts going into the 7:47. You're in a stall warning, and the engineers were calling up. Why are we not on the air? They didn't realize we were just in the middle of a record-setting layout.
That's public speaking 101, though. It's the power
of silence.
Yes, mm-hmm. The space between.
Mm-hmm.
Those were great too, and you could hear maybe someone. Entering the studio, just a slight door.
Perhaps the shuffling of papers every once in a while.
All right, one more time with this layout.
The studios say that Ben-Hur will lose $100 million. Studios will not forget this. $100 million.
Heads will roll and blood will flow.
That'd have been better off making bend over.
Just a thought.
Maybe you should have just put your head down.
Hey, I remember that earlier when you promised.
Oh, Mike.
That is a nice stifled.
Poor Mike. All right, so your three candidates are Norm, Mike's Roy, or Ryan's. 888-787-1310, the phone number to call. We have a guest in studio, so let's be polite. Let's do this right here this morning, P1s. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hello, sports caller. You're on the air.
Hey, I want to vote for Norm and also P1s unfollow Mike D in Duncanville.
Mm. Okay. Call him out. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Scorched Earth Giorgio. Hey, I got this satchel of butt plugs for your big sex
party. Would you stop it with that call? I don't have those kind of parties, and I don't need that item. I don't even know what that is.
You just use a lava lamp.
You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Razor.
Yes.
Vaginal slash born.
No! Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Oh, turn down your radio. Talk to us. Are you ready? I guess not.
Move on.
Hi, sports caller. You're on the air, America's favorite radio station.
Hi, is this Talk Sport 1310?
Yep.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Well, I'd like to vote for Norman and give a shout-out to Georgia's Olympic doo-doo water under.
Okay, I don't know what that's all about. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, George. Give me the hand job.
Okay, that's a Mike Soroy vote there. Thank you.
Well, or is it an invitation? Or...
Yeah, I think he wants to meet up with you.
No, that's a vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Sorry. Since Razor never gets to call in, I'm deferring my vote to him because he is my god.
Oh, wow. How about that? He deferred you want to vote for.
It's not the first time I've had a call like that.
Mike, Norm, or Soroy?
I'm going to go with Norm myself.
Norm, okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
But I want to say something about vaginas as I get my...
Wow.
Isn't that the way this works?
No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that.
All right.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote responsibly for the great Wolf.
Okay.
Great Wolf.
We will register that vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Buenos dias, musers.
See.
I would like to vote. I'd like to vote for the vagina. Thank you.
I don't know.
Which candidate is that? I don't know.
I don't know what.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break? Hello?
Hello?
Sports caller. You're on the air. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Oh, Moses. Hello, talk to us.
Hey, good morning, George.
Hey.
Vaginal flies born born.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Am I on I Am Radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Mrs. Hey, Ranger. I want to vote for Hollywood Micron. If you know, love you.
Love you, too, fake Natalie Maines. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hello?
My God, look who we got here on the bench. It's Jones, Chub Chub, and Gordo from the ticket in Dallas. Oh, my God, this is great. We're just sitting here in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, but of course, we're the rest of the O'Reilly.
What is going on there?
He's
Scott
doing
Farrell, Farrell. Yeah. As a helicopter pilot?
See if, if he gets a vote. Go.
Oh, man.
Lost him.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Vaginal slash born.
No.
It's Tiger.
No.
It was Tiger.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins? Hello?
Is there a sign-up sheet for the sorority giveaway? Or?
I don't think so. No, we don't have a sign-up sheet. But thanks for the vote.
Posted.
Hi, you're on the ticket. America's favorite radio station.
Hey, Razor.
Yes.
Who's going to win the cup this year?
Stars. In six.
Wrong. Penguins again. Woo! Go Penguins!
I spit my wad of gum in your face!
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, young fellas. I'd like to responsibly vote for the e-break.
Vote.
Norman Lucifer Hitchkin.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner, Norm Hitchkin, a legend!
He raked himself in the...
Hey.
It was the celebration of a winner that a United States steeplechaser should get a silver. He draped himself in the...
Oh no!
That's an event?
The Olympic gold medal is only 3% actual gold.
Doctor, could we give him something?
He draped himself in the flag.
How many wins is that for Norm?
Well, you know, that is his first win since January for Norman Tendalife Hitzkus.
A lot of nominations, but very few wins. But there we go. A win for Norm.